I grew up in the dark room shooting and developing 35mm film, but now, you know, I'm all about digital, and like many Talking Tech listeners, I shoot hundreds of pictures on my smartphone weekly, if not daily. I love, love, love my Sony camera, but it's not always by my side, but the phone is. And the thing is, the images I'm getting on my smartphone now are actually just amazing, especially when you think about how the camera was just an afterthought, another feature for a pretty great iPhone that gave us a computer in the pocket, and of course, smartphones in general, but the iPhone started the mobile revolution. Now, I have a slew of ideas about how to make smartphone photos even better with apps, accessory lenses, and general photography tips that I have learned from years of shooting. In this new occasional series on Talking Tech, I'd like to offer my tips on how to take even greater smartphone photos. Today, let's begin with tip number one, to learn what all those buttons on your phone camera are for. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Now, the basic smartphone camera operation couldn't be easier. Just look for the camera icon on your home screen, click it, and you are in business. A round white button usually means that you're set for still photos, while a red button opens you up to video. And of course, that white button, if you keep your finger down on it, it will bring you to burst mode to stop action. More on that in an upcoming episode. Now, beyond those two buttons, iPhones, Galaxies, and other camera phones have a slew of other modes, and we will explore each of them in depth in this series. Now, the iPhone, for instance, has slow motion, time lapse, square panorama, live photos, and a feature only available on the Plus models and the iPhone X, which is portrait mode. Galaxy phones have similar tools. In a nutshell, slow motion is great for watching the world roll by. You don't need a tripod to add this to a video because slow goes so slow that you don't notice the camera shake. Time lapse, you do need a tripod for. It speeds up the world at fast next pace, and you need to let the camera roll for quite a long time, at least 15 minutes to get just a few seconds of footage. And as I said, you'll need a tripod, and it's mandatory. Square lets you shoot photos that will look best on Instagram, and panorama lets you take a super wide sweep of an area to bring it all in. Example, the Grand Canyon or another national park would be a perfect use for pano. Portrait mode blurs the background into a professional looking image that you'd expect to see on an expensive camera. Live photos, at first I thought was a gimmick. It's pretty much a GIF, a still photo with 2 or 3 seconds of video. These are hard to share, but you know, I use live photos all the time, not for the video, but for the other hidden features, which are ultra cool. I'll be back at you with more details on how to get the most out of live photos, specifically how to get long, smooth, rolling water that looks like a really long exposure when it's not. These will all come up on future editions of the Even Greater Smartphone Tips series. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. What is your favorite smartphone photography tip? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher. And thanks, everyone, for listening.